Well, Jack, congratulations. A century. You're the third youngest centurion for Durham in a county championship match.
Yeah, big moment in my career, and hopefully I can continue with more hundreds for Durham.
You have had a really good start of the season, 50-not out against Durham Uni, 61 last week, which was your record score against Middlesex, and then you've gone one better today.
Yeah, very good start. Just quite relaxed in the change room, a lot more confident in my own talent, so hopefully I can carry on and get some more big runs for Durham.
And of course, during the winter, you excelled with England under-19s with three centuries in the World Cup. You've taken that form into this season, really, haven't you?
Yeah, I'm very confident at the minute, and like, I'm not doubting myself at all, just watching the ball, playing every ball and its merit, and it's paying off. So good start, and hopefully I can carry on.
Now, this is clearly a ground where runs are good to come by here at Surrey, and Durham have got their best score against Surrey in a championship match now, 543, 86 ahead. You got to 50, you got up to 60-70. There were nervous 90s, mind, weren't there? There were a couple of chances when you were in the 90s where I thought you were a goner.
Yeah, I was nervous, but obviously first time playing here, special occasion, but I think I coped with everything that was thrown at us pretty well and very pleased with today's performance.
You had a go at one delivery, and I think Scott Borthwick came and just told you to calm down. He came down the track and had a chat with you just to ease things a little bit when you were around about 98, 99.
I backed myself. I never doubted myself, and didn't matter what he said, really. I was always going to do what I felt was the right thing to do.
And then once you got to the 100, big leap into the air, punch of the air. I mean, tell us about that moment.
Yeah, it's a very special moment. That's what I've been dreaming of since a young lad, and obviously a very proud day at messages off my mum and all my friends, and to see my mum, like, I phoned my mum after the match, and to hear how proud she is. If it wasn't for her, I wouldn't be, do you know what I mean? She made a lot of sacrifices to get me to where I am, and it's just a very proud moment for me and my family.
Yeah, I mistakenly described you as being from Usher Moore in commentary, and loads of tweets came in straight away. It's Ash Whitting, and I'm thinking, is there a major rival? One of the people who was listening and who tweeted us mid-afternoon to say she was in tears, your mum was in tears, and your nana was in tears, was your Auntie Wendy.
Yeah, she follows my cricket a lot, Auntie Wendy. I see her a lot. She's on my dad's side of the family, so I see her every Sunday's dinner when I can. She follows us a lot, and just, as I said, very proud moment, all my family behind us, and hopefully I can do it again.
And it's a day you'll never forget. We're just wondering where the match is balanced now. We're running out of time, possibly, for a result other than a draw. Is there any ideas from the Durham dressing room as to what might happen tomorrow?
Nothing planned, really. Just do what we can, hopefully get the best result possible. Thank you.